This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 4th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, well, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours of Monday Night Trivia starts now. We have a straggler from last week, and for a chance on a change, I know what it is. All right. Well, hopefully you do too. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Gone up 700% in America since 1980. And we determined last week, because it's our straggler from last week, that it is not a financial metric. So, doesn't have anything to do with money. Gone up 700% in America since 1980. All right, I've got 11 bumper stumpers for you, all picked out nice and fine, and you'll just guess on the theme. But in answer to requests from time to time, yeah, like, won't you play something by somebody who actually had hits? I know the feeling. Every one of these songs is by a group that had hits. In some cases, mega hits. So, of course, those aren't the songs I chose, but some of them I think are going to be pretty obvious. We'll see. Now, when you don't know my question, up 700%, and of course you haven't even heard the bumper stumpers yet, you get your own category, and sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. And Laura and Lisa are so wonderful. They help me with 5x5 questions that should be common knowledge, but we'll see whether they're common knowledge to you. All right, so that is the deal on that. Now, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, everybody knows something about something, so pick it out and we will proceed. This week we're proceeding with Barry in New Hampshire. Our Beatles idiot savant knows everything Beatles, but you're doing 5x5 this week.
I am. I didn't get it last time. I was in Dallas and Austin last week.
What were you doing there?
In Austin, there was a blues fest.
Oh.
And it was, it's a very walkable city, very all grids, and so it's very...
They try to make it that way. They discourage driving.
Oh, yeah, well, they have those driverless...
Yeah, Waymos, yes.
Yeah, Waymos, yeah. They're all over the place there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's a real bone of contention in Austin. In fact, the city has asked them to discontinue this, and Waymo refuses. The problem is the way they're programmed, they don't stop for school buses. So when the school buses have their, you know, stop sign out there that, Waymos just blow right through it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And
Dallas is so big that it. I guess when you talk about Dallas, you have to talk about Dallas, Fort Worth,
all right,
Arlington.
Yes, the Metroplex and much more. Yes, it's just huge. You betcha. All right. So, well, welcome back.
Okay.
And when you first said you went to Austin, I thought maybe you got on the wrong plane. All right. So we'll just move right on.
No, direct flight.
Yeah, good old Austin.
Would it be Strangler be LP's albums?
Oh, no, that's interesting. On the bumper stumpers, that they were all album cuts? Oh, I like that. I should have picked a category like that. No, I'm afraid these have been singles in most cases. I won't say 100%.
No, on the Strangler.
Oh, on the Strangler. Okay. Oh, that's interesting, too. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Albums, not a chance.
Yeah.
Nice thought, though. So we're going to do 5x5?
Yes.
All right. What did Mike Brady do for a living on the Brady Bunch?
He was an architect.
Absolutely. Okay. What is the Rockford Band with lead singer Rick Nielsen?
Cheap Trick.
Yes, absolutely. What is missing from the Sphinx face? It was there once upon a time, no doubt, but it's gone now.
Mouth?
No, the nose. That's all right. That's all right. Okay. Let's see. Who are the three women stuck on Gilligan's Island?
Marianne, Mrs. Howell, and Ginger.
Absolutely right. All right, so I think that did we do it there? Is that or no? We have one more, right? I guess. Okay. Who was accused but later exonerated of starting the Chicago fire?
Mrs. O'Leary.
Absolutely, and her infamous cow. All right, you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All right,
excellent. All right, so we're starting out with winners. I love it. All right, so we put Barry on hold, and we get a first-time caller. Isn't this exciting? It is Janet in Chicago. Janet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, it's not that exciting.
Well, it is to me. So,
okay.
So you're going to guess on what has gone up 700% in America since 1980?
Something having to do with gun possession.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but it might be, but that's not my answer. But it wouldn't surprise me.
All right.
Thanks for trying.
You.
Do it again, Janet. I appreciate the call. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, really good. That was a really good guess. I don't know what... gun possession probably has gone up. It must, because after all, the population's gone up. But even so. James in Crystal Lake's going to take a guess. James, what do you think?
Oh, hello, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
I have three guesses.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, the first one is people moving from one state to another state.
Ooh, I like that. It's not right, though.
Okay, the second one is people joining health and exercise clubs.
I like that, too, but that's not right.
Okay, here's the big one.
Okay.
People putting vinyl siding on houses.
Oh, man. No, that's not it either.
Oh, my gosh.
But those are all wonderful guesses, James. I like the way you think. Call back anytime.
Okay. Thank you,
okay,
Wally.
Thanks. Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, those are all good guesses. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. We're going to do charts with Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, 1967. That's always a favorite category of mine, or lyrics, things like that. But, you know, you pick it as far as that goes. So what has gone up 700% in America since 1980? And the first bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? I don't expect you to get a theme yet, not on one song, but hopefully you'll know an artist, and absolutely there are hits involved. That wasn't one of them, but what a fine record it was anyway. All right, so we are working on our question, but of course you can have your own category, and sky's the limit. We're going to do charts with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. But if you want to think about this, this is our stragglers. That means at the end of the night, it will be revealed. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? It is not financial. All right, so that's the question. Now, we mosey on over to Billy Bob in Bourbon A, who wants to do 1967 charts. All right, Billy Bob, where were you in 1967?
I was a freshman in high school. Bradley Bourbon A High School.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Hey, can I make a guess on the straggler?
Yes.
700%, I'll say, is men and women mixed bowling leagues.
I love that answer. It's not right, but it's out there. That's good.
Oh, and then one quick request for if you can get in Heebie Jeebies by what's it, Louis Armstrong.
Okay. I'm writing this down.
Thank you.
All right. Armstrong. Okay. And that's for Billy Bob in Bourbon A. All right. So now, 1967, huh? This week in 1967?
Well, I guess so. I was there. Yeah. And the 30th was my birthday coming up. But if you could do that one, it'd be all right, too.
Well, here's the way it works. We can do
fine. Whatever you want to do is great.
No. It's Billboard, so they decide the weeks. 1967, you can have the week of April 29th. You can have the week of May 6th. You can have any week you want, but, the dates are once a week.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Whatever.
So we'll do May 6th, 1967 for junior higher Billy Bob. Okay. Number one, Something Stupid.
Oh, Nancy Sinatra.
Yes, with, of course, her father, but that's good enough.
Her father.
Yes.
Number two. The chairman of the board.
Yes. Number two, The Happening.
The Supremes.
Yes. Number three, Sweet Soul Music. Do you like good music?
Is there something or other?
Yes, come on, you can do this. I'll give you half credit for that, but it is Arthur, you're right.
Arthur Conley?
Yes, absolutely right. You betcha. All right, number four, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You.
Oh, that's the Monkees?
Yes. Oh, man, you were paying attention. Number five, Happy Together.
The Turtles.
Yep. Number six, I Think We're Alone Now.
Tommy Jameson.
Yep. Okay. Number seven, Don't You Care? Finally, a good record. Don't You Care?
Don't You Care?
Yeah, that's it. Big Chicago group.
The Buckinghams.
Yes, absolutely right. All right.
You gave it away with that hint there.
Well, I'm trying. Number eight, Close Your Eyes. It's a duo.
Close Your Eyes.
A duo.
Could I hear a little bit of it?
Okay, let's see. You want to hear Close Your Eyes? I'm sure I got it here. Wait a minute, let me find
it.
You know that it's a duo, which when you hear it, you'll either know or you won't. I don't think it'll help. But male and female duo. It's a remake of the Five Keys, but it's not the Five Keys.
Yeah.
It goes back to the 40s, but I'm looking for the version from 1967. There we go, I think. No, that can't be right. That can't be right. All right, no. The country version, how about that? Well, somebody had to. Here we go. I think we've found them. Okay. Male and female duo.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Take a deep breath.
Well, I'm absolutely stunified, stupefied.
Well,
terrified and petrified on it at that one.
Well, the guy never changed. He was always the same guy, but there were several women who were his sidekick. It was Peaches and Herb.
I just don't even recognize that song. I don't know how I missed her.
I don't know either. Well, you remember Peaches and Herb, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, Close Your Eyes, that was a big hit for them, but many others as well. All right. So here we go with, and that's right, you can get three wrong. This next one's a remake, one of those British Invasion remakes of You Got What It Takes.
Oh, that's the guys you don't like, the Dave Clark Five.
Oh, it's not that I don't like them. All right, number 10, here we go. I'm a man, yes I am, and I can't help but love you.
I'm a man, yes I am, and I can't help but love you so.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the Spencer Davis?
Absolutely right. All right, excellent. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
I finally won one. Hallelujah.
Yeah. How about that? You got them all. Well, see, this is testimony that, you know, here you are in junior high. There's nothing to do at night except listen to the top 40 radio station, and you remember every one of the damn songs. Yes.
Yeah, we was WLS and WCFL were the two big stations in Chicago.
Absolutely. Yep.
Have a good one, then.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. So, with Barney Pippitt night on WCFL, going to turn you into peanut butter. All right, so we'll put, and I miss him, I'll put Billy Bob on hold a moment here. And, how about this? Kimberly and Dalton's going to guess on our question. So, Kimberly, what do you think?
Hi, Sally. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
We're going along. Doctor canceled today, so we're waiting for one doctor. But we got eyes Thursday, so.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it's not too far a drive.
No, they've got rides, we found out. So we have a ride.
Okay.
Okay, okay, my guess was like junk food, fast food.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right. What else you got?
Okay, my mom said the use of coffee, like Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, all these things. Coffee.
Nope.
No. And housing.
Nope.
Okay.
If you think of something else, call me back. Keep me posted. Thanks.
No, take care.
All right, you too. So, yes, what has gone up 700% in America since 1980? And it's not financial. We've determined that. It will be revealed at the end of tonight since it's a straggler from last week. But if you want to get in on it, you've got another 2.5 hours to think about it. We've got another bumper stumper coming up as well. And, I think a huge group. I mean, huge group. Maybe not a song you've heard before, but you know this group. All right, and I don't think a theme is going to be apparent for a while. But what is apparent is what's going on in the world at large, and we'll find out right now on WGN Radio.
You got me hypnotized with your heart. And when you rock and roll with your heart, you had me hypnotized right from the start. Now when you rock, when you roll, you hypnotize me straight from it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah. Now, maybe the list is starting to become apparent. I'm not sure. But so far, you've gotten three well-known artists. The last two for, well, well, last two. You've only heard two of them so far, not three. All right. The last one, very well-known. So first one, well, I don't know, maybe not as much. So I have a question, which is our straggler, and that goes away at the end of the night if you don't get it. And that is, what has gone up 700% in America since 1980? And we've determined that it is not, and I tell you not, financial. All right, so when you don't like my question, you don't know my bumper stumpers, I'd say pick your own category because everybody knows something about something. So let's see what Ruth and Gurney has to say for a bad self. Okay, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Yesterday morning, one of the WGN fellow patriots, as yourself, on their program had people calling in about the dreams. And last time you did it, you had a lot of callers, you know, stating information. So I have been doing things for a long time, hundreds of things to remove witchcraft. And while mine are my own mind and over matter things, I know that there is technically some really serious ways to do it. And I'd love to hear multiple choice. But the dream that I had, the person was standing over me. And when she sent food, and I changed her name in all of my applications as to Cassandra Cleaning, she sent a Zion Officer Green with food, and I refused it, food for thought. That was one of my many ways to remove it. And I want to know what you have to say. Technically wise, because I don't do computers, removing witchcraft spells. Now, one person called in and had a horrible dream and said there were pictures on the wall. And they took the picture off, and that was really smart, moving an object out of the dream. While I recognize a Native American Indian dream catchers as incredibly powerful, I'm still looking for other.
Well, there's many, many, many. But for a trivia question, we're going to talk about spiritual cleansing baths. Occasionally, you hear about doing this with herbs like rue or hyssop. But two other ingredients come up all the time. You've probably got them around your house to use in a spiritual cleansing bath, visualizing the negative energy leaving your body. What are one? You don't have to get them both. One of the two common items that are said to be great for spiritual cleansing baths.
Epsom salt?
No, that's close, though. Sea salt or baking soda?
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Now, if you're really wanting to do this, there's several things you can do, creating talismans and also cord cutting, using a couple candles representing you and the other person who cast the spell, burning them to break the connection and end the influence. So that works as well.
As I said, I've come up with really, I consider, fascinating things that, you know, I would be developed on my own, but I still know that universally other experiences with people, they have a, you know, knowledge of it, and so I thought you would come up, and I think that this is just incredibly positive. We buried the word unfortunate. Freezing things also help. So I think this is great, and especially being on the radio, which metastasizes a lot of what's media things and adding to the that form of energy. What you just stated is really incredibly positive. I thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So metastasize, man. Although now that I think about it, there are some radio shows that I think do metastasize. No doubt about it. Probably television, too. All right. So we have Fran in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Fran.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing okay. It's just kind of hanging in here. Not doing much.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's good.
Doctor's appointments. My big social life, doctor's appointments. You know?
I relate. heavily. Yeah, I've got some this week and got a notice that they're going to close our street for some kind of paving for a couple days. I'm like, and now how am I going to get there? It's always something. Yeah, and I'm not in the studio that often. You know, you'd think they'd do it while I was away. No, of course not. All right.
Of course not.
So, I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you.
You can do this. Two faces have eyes.
Absolutely right. I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm Mr. Blue. I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right.
One of my least favorite, oh God, I cannot stand Lou Christie, but at least I know the words of the song, so that counted.
You'll never forget him. And I mean, he didn't sing, he screeched, but it was wonderful because anybody who wanted to drive their parents crazy could just play that at high volumes.
Yeah, that's true. Now, it's funny because I like the Four Seasons and, you know.
Yeah, but Frankie Valli's a little classier than Lou Christie.
Although Gary wouldn't agree. Gary can't stand the Four Seasons. Well, anyway.
I like Soon. That's a fine doo-wop record, I think, Soon. But other than that, I liked...
And I think you mentioned Candy Girl.
Yes,
I like that one.
I loved Candy Girl. But, you know, you can tell that was written by a jingle writer. So it almost sounds like it's a jingle. But it's,
it does. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Good deal. So there you have it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll talk to Anna, and there's room for you too. We've got 2020 news maybe before the show ends tonight as well. Usually when I run out of time because I'm talking to you, I wind up just putting it at the end of the stream so that you will hear it, and then it's on the replay. So it actually has quite a few fans, so if you're a 2020 fan, if you don't hear it tonight, well, you'll hear it after the show on the, right after the show and it replays. All right, so we'll get to Anna in Beloit. There'll be room for you too, 888-876-5593. WGN Radio.
No one can steal my heart away. You'll take it with you when you're gone away.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right, so kind of an outlier for them in many ways. So that's the deal. And you've heard three of them now, so maybe a theme is becoming apparent. What am I saying? At least one of the artists should become one of the group. They're all groups, as far as that goes. Every one of them tonight is a group. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we have our straggler that I'm paying close attention to because it goes away at the end of the night tonight. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? It's not financial. All right, we've got Anna in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Anna.
Hi.
What do you think?
Did you have a nice weekend?
No. it was one of those things where I knew it would be tough. I had so many things to do. There just weren't enough hours. So what wound up is I just gave up sleep. Last three nights I've slept about 2 hours, but I got it done. And John was away. He was in Boston, but he's back answering your phones.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's good that he's back.
Yes, he absolutely.
Made his flight. Is a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Okay. Was it a fine weekend?
It was so-so. It was a little bit on the depressing side. I wanted to get together with a friend, but they had to go back home to Kentucky, and it was just, you know, they had to be with their family. That's how it goes, you know. You go travel to back home to your home state, and everybody wants a piece of you.
Yes.
And it's like something has to get left.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, next trip. We'll try for next trip. So
yeah.
Anyway. So it's kind of like, oh, bummer. But, okay. But anyway, I want to take a stab at your straggler. And I've had a week to think about it. And this phrase keeps coming back to me. Orange is the new black. And I'm thinking, female incarceration.
You're a winner.
Oh, my gosh.
You're absolutely right. The number of women in prison has gone up 700% in America since 1980. You are a winner.
Oh, my gosh. Just so many of them.
Yeah.
You look in the paper, so-and-so is in jail, and it's a female, and
yeah.
there's another female, and another female, and it's like, good Lord.
Well, I think a precipitating event is being the Real Housewives of Name City here. They wind up in prison more often than not, some of them. So, you're absolutely right.
The newest, it's like, another woman's going to jail, and it's like, good Lord, it's like more women than men are going to jail these days.
Yeah, well, no, that's not even close, but yeah, and of course, they're not going to jail. We're talking about prison. Very different, you know, jails for serving less than a year, usually local prison, and it can be...
Yeah, well, no, you know, they're committing some pretty good crimes.
Yeah,
know?
Oh, yeah.
I
yeah.
killed somebody.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, yeah, murder's kind of nasty, but a lot of the time, it's a form of fraud. They seem to specialize in that. So, that one from Salt Lake City is in federal prison for fraud. And I think her closest friend is the gal from that Theranos, that woman who had the scam for medical testing. So, Elizabeth Holmes. Yes. Yeah. So they pal around.
I just heard about another one on the radio tonight. And I was like, what are these women doing?
So who is the woman you heard about?
I don't remember her name. I was just remembered she was collected money. It was a money one, a fraud.
Right.
And I was like, what did you do? And it was just topical. And I was like, I was doing something else. And I just heard it. And it went in one ear and out the other. But it was like, really? Another one?
Right.
So it was like, oh, my gosh. So, but yeah, something near Chicago there. But it was like, wow.
Well, there are over 200,000 female prisoners right now. And a lot of it, though, and you can guess it, the war on drugs.
Yes. That's a big one. I see that a lot.
There was a little radio station I used to listen to in Fresno, Radio Bilingue, because at night they had Mr. Mark Anthony, who played My Obscure Soul, oldies, of course. So, but he'd do these dedications, and most of the dedications were all for yards. And I thought, and they were all women. And I thought, what the hell is that? Well, they meant prison yards. And what it was is these women were taking the rap for the guys. And so from the prison yard, they were dedicating songs to their sweetie, who, you know, was out canoodling with somebody else while she's in prison. So, it was a real thing. It was it opened my eyes up to that. And then I started to say, now, wait a minute. I have something in common with these people. We all love the same records. What's wrong with me? So,
Yeah, and then they all get out of jail. These women in jail, they're all taking the rap for the same guy.
Yeah. Oh.
You know,
wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, yeah. All get together.
Oh, man.
They all get together when they get out.
They'd kill them.
And then, of course, and then they wind up back in prison again. But, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it never occurred to me that there would be multiples for the same guy. But, yeah, he'd be a goner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that
man. So women are increasing exponentially now, and drugs and property offenses more than anything, and often economic survival. You don't see quite as much murder, but you would if they were there on drugs for the guy. I think you got something there. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems to me that if they're all in jail, you know, he's fallen in love with one of them, or she's taking the rap, they're going to meet up together there in jail. And it's like, okay, somebody's in for a lot of trouble when they all get out.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's somebody who's not going to live. He's just not going to make it. Might as well make his plans now. That's right. Final wishes,
Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, honey, you're dead meat, honey. You might as well just find a hole.
Yeah.
Dig it. You can dig it yourself. Just dig the hole and tell them where it's at, because...
Yeah.
You're going down.
Oh, yeah. Change your name and your zip code now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, you are a winner. The prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you get a certificate, which is fun, and something you don't want, like a 45 RPM or a CD or a DVD or something like that.
Yeah.
They're good for target practice, things like that. You know,
I wouldn't do that. I'd find a photograph.
Oh no! Believe me, whatever we'd be sending wouldn't be worth finding a phonograph. No, I'm telling you, use it for target practice. All right, hang on, don't go away, Anna. Appreciate
all
it.
All right.
All right. So we have a winner. How about that? Yeah, all right, and that's the deal. We'll get to Maddie in Harwood Heights, who wants a 5x5. Kimberly in Dalton has a request. Let's put Anna on hold so John can get her address there. We did that, and yes, I did hang up on Fran, but Fran, worry not. John added to your stash. God knows what you'll be getting. Unpacking a lot of boxes this weekend. I actually moved some of the prizes. I thought, you know, I wouldn't have to keep moving them from place to place if we just send them out. Yeah, well... life intervenes. All right, but we will eventually. I promise. For the last few years, I've been saying this year. And, oh, God. Well, you're doing it for the fun of it is why you're doing it. I hope so anyway. And we have two more hours to do it, too. So 888-876-5593. A new question coming up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
There is something that I want you to know. Oh, my darling, I still love you so. And I don't ever want to let you go. And darling, 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 please let me. Just let me kiss you and hold you tight. Just let me squeeze you with all my might. Just let me kiss you and hold you tight. I'll never let you go. Never, never, never.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? All right, is a theme becoming apparent? Well, if not, hopefully an artist is somewhere along the way. Now, if you don't like that, I got to have another question for you. I know it's that time, and I hadn't really thought about it very much, but I shall now. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? Mid-1800s, we added this. Added what? 888-876-5593. I believe we're going to be doing some charts. Mitch in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Mitch, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Charlie.
So how's it going?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of like taking one day at a time and everything. I found out, I don't know if you remember the last time, I found out I had hypertension, blood pressure, and my dentist said, if I don't get on something, I'm going to die. So I'm on something, and it's not really going down, but I'm still smoking.
What do they put you on, lisinopril?
Yeah, lisinopril. Yeah, and taking it half a, it's a half a pill every day, and I'm, you know, I'm just doing it, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's the generic for Zestril. If you start to get a dry cough, that's a common side effect, and you can switch to an ARB rather than an ACE inhibitor. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably switch. Like I said, that's the reason I wasn't taking it before, because I just didn't like how I felt or whatever.
Well, you know what? That's a very common reaction, and I hate to say it, but that's led to an awful lot of strokes, heart attacks, and blood clots. You know, I realize that blood pressure medicine can be a bitch, but there's many types, and they don't like diuretics anymore, but I'm a big believer in hydrochlorothiazide. I like it as far as that goes, but you got to watch your electrolytes.
The problem is I like diuretics. Like, I drink tea, and I drink soft drinks, and I drink coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm forcing myself to drink water. I have bottled water around,
yep.
And I just make myself drink it, because when I'm dehydrated, I'm not thirsty.
Yes.
When I'm hydrated, I can't get enough water.
You know, that's not uncommon. The thirst response sometimes is very suppressed when you're dehydrated, so you're not alone.
Right.
Well, hopefully that'll go better. No one asked how it was going. I figured, well, you survived the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, so.
Yeah, it was like, I'm kind of like, I saw people in the hotel I was in. They have, you know, parties and people dressed up and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I didn't even know the names of the horses. I'm, like I said, I've been here all like for 30 years, but I don't know. I'm just not. I don't know. I'm more into the celebrities. Like Patti LaBelle was here, and there's a guy called Carpetbagger, which I follow on YouTube. Probably you've never heard of him, but he goes around to places and he takes you with him. Like, and he's getting pretty popular. There's like five of them, and they all kind of like bounce around between them, and they all know each other. Sometimes they'll go to Disney World and they'll all hang out together. But I don't watch TV anymore. I watch internet. So.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, of course, it's become a tradition that Anna Nicole Smith's daughter, Dani Lynn Burkett.
Yeah, she was there. She
right.
Was on the news.
And this may be her last time. And
why?
Yeah, and Larry had been interviewed, and he said, well, she's almost 20 years old, and there's cooler people to hang around than me. And he said, we've really done this. It's been a tradition. It's something we don't know if we're going to do again, ever. So this could be the end
She said she'll always go because her mom liked it, and her mom went. And boy, she smiles. She looks like her mom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she's finished her freshman year in college. She started majoring in forensics. And I'll tell you, Larry Burkett turned out to be Father of the Year. He's done a great job with her. And She just said, I just want to step away. I want to focus more on school and career choice.
All in the spotlight. Yeah.
And so, you know, good for her. I think that's a perfectly perfectly fine thing. She said, I'm more of a stay at home and hide under the blanket type of person. So that's the deal. And her her final exams are about the same time as the Derby. So that's something she's going to come up with for the next few years. And she said she'd rather concentrate on school. And so that's the deal, and I can understand that. And so you can look at all the pictures from time she was very young, and so that's the deal. All right.
Yeah, you want to hear a crazy story? I about got my foot ran over.
No, where were you?
I was talking to the security guard. He was in the booth, and I'm in front of the hotel, and this guy in this white SUV pulls up. And he wanted to pass. They wanted to pass, like, in front of the door.
Uh-huh.
And he just couldn't wait, I guess. So he tries to pass on the outside. And I'm, like, standing right there. And, I mean, I could have hit the car with my face.
Oh,
he was
God.
So close to me. If I had been facing the other direction, my toes would have been right there. So he gets out of the car, and I said, hey, buddy, you just about ran me over. And he goes, you'll survive. And I said, that's not the point. I said, you just about hit me, you dumbass. And he pulls up, he flashes a sheriff's badge. And I'm like, so what? You know,
right.
Are you Buford T. Justice from Texas or something?
Yeah, right. Dead is still dead. Yes. Here. Don't run over me. Absolutely.
I said, does that give you the right to be an asshole?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was furious. I told the guard, I said, I've got to leave. I'm getting really mad.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, these people, they come out of town, and I didn't see his place, but I bet he was from Texas because he had a big white Stetson on, and I was just like, I'm not impressed, but he was one of these people that, you know, they come into town, and you think they're like these high rollers and stuff, and you're like, oh, God, I'll be glad when this is over.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're going to do charts, are we?
Yeah, because I won last week with Golden Girls, and I thought I'll try something harder. So
okay, 1982. All right.
1982, I was in Germany.
Yeah, this is 1982, so did you want 82?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Number one, this is the week ending May 1st. I Love Rock and Roll.
Joan Jett.
Yes, number two, Chariots of Fire.
Oh, no. Yeah,
right, and an instrumental.
That's the Breakfast Club, but I don't know the...
It's a group. Their name starts... Or a person, I don't know. It starts with a V.
Wasn't that like a musical? It didn't have any lyrics in it.
Right, exactly. It's instrumental. It was Vangelis. All right, number three.
I have no idea who that is. Okay.
Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Yes. Number four, Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame. Oh, crap. Wait, let me...
You can do this. I know you can.
Yeah, I know. I can see the guy. I just can't... what was that man called? God damn. This is the part about when you get older, your memory stuff.
You develop CRS. Yes, of course. We all do.
He had that one song, My Angel is a Centerfold. But what the hell?
Okay. So we'll let you hear a little of a Freeze Frame. Maybe that will spur a memory or two.
Freeze Frame! Yeah.
Oh, Jay Giles.
Absolutely, Jay Giles Band. There you go. Number five, Don't Talk to Strangers. Ugh.
That was Rick Springfield?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Number six, We Got the Beat.
Go-Go's.
Yes, absolutely right. Number seven, Do You Believe in Love?
Can you play some?
Yeah, I'm going to. And you'll when I do, you're going to know. In love. Let's see. If I could spell, it would help a lot. let's see here. Maybe I'll do it by artist. It's easier to spell that. Let's see. Yep, here we are. Easier than the title. Here we go. You'll know. I'd be stunned if you don't.
Okay. Oh, Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes, absolutely right. Huey Lewis and the News. Told you, you wouldn't need much of that. All right, number eight. 8675309.
Oh, no. I know that song,
of
but
course. Jenny. 8675309.
Yeah, right. Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. Wasn't that their only hit?
As far as I know.
Yeah, oh, shoot.
We'll let you hear a little bit of them, too.
Okay.
Yeah, or him.
I know it, but I don't know who sang it.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's a medley of his hit, that's for sure. His name was Tommy Two-Tone.
I heard his name, but I don't know.
That's all right. You're allowed to get three wrong. Number nine, okay. 65 okay. Love Affair.
Oh, 65.
Yeah, you know this guy, too. Male vocal.
Yeah, I'm Love Affair, 65. Oh, shoot. Can you play some?
I'm afraid I can. Yeah, I'm not sure anybody in their right mind wants to hear it, but I'll be most happy to play it for you anyway.
Shoot. These are a lot older than I think. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, it's a male singer. His initials are PD. He was originally from Mississippi, and he did duets with everybody from Marie Osmond to Tanya Tucker. You give up?
Yeah, I just,
okay.
I don't know.
Paul Davis.
I said Paul Danza. Yeah. It was Paul Davis?
Paul Davis.
Oh, I just made it up.
No, Paul Davis.
But no, this is weird, but when I was stationed in Germany, Michael Jackson's Thriller came out first in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came to the United States in 84, it was just hitting in the United States. But he had all 10 number one songs, and nobody else was being played but him.
Yeah, it happens. All right,
well,
so
I thought,
number 10.
Okay.
And in a way, you should be embarrassed if you know this, but I hope you don't ask me to play it because it's absolutely one of the world's worst records. Number 10, I've Never Been to Me.
Oh, my God. I know that.
Hey, lady.
That's on, on Priscilla. That's on Priscilla, the movie, but Queen of the Desert, Priscilla.
If you say so. This was a record that was in the Motown vaults, and if it wasn't for Scott Shannon, it would have remained in the Motown vaults, but something while he was in Tampa possessed him to play it, and it became a hit.
Oh, my God, it was a hit?
Oh, it was a huge hit. Not even a little hit.
I know the song, but I don't, because when in the movie, it's a drag queen singing the song, and so I don't know who really sang it. She's lip-syncing it. I don't know.
Well, it was a girl named Charlene. Her actual name was Charlene Duncan, and she was a Los Angeles girl, and she did a number of things on Motown, none of which anybody's ever heard, which should be okay. But then she did this horrible song, I've Never Been to Me, in 1977, and it would have been fine if it weren't for Scott Shannon. We would have never heard it. And what possessed him to think this was a wonderful song? I don't know what to say, but they re-released it in 1982, and it became a very big hit. And then she did a number of other things that fortunately you have not heard.
Yeah.
But I think you got 7 right, as I recall. Let's see. You didn't know Vangelis. That's all right. Who else didn't you know? You didn't know Tommy Two-Tone. Paul Davis, and you didn't know Charlene. No, you just missed the cut. You got to call me back next week.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go a little bit higher year, maybe 86 or 87 or something.
Most people remember the stuff that was hits when they were in junior high. So whatever year those would have been.
Well, that'd be the 78, 77, 76.
Well, assuming you weren't doing drugs, those are the ones you would absolutely remember because every kid was listening to Top 40 Brady. You were listening to Wacky in Louisville if you were in Louisville.
No, I was in the Cincinnati area.
Oh, well then, WSAI 1360.
When I was in high school.
The news is happening, so talk to me next week. Call me back. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, so we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Winner take all.
Winner take all.
Winner take all. A game called a winner take all. Your kiss is the bet.
Your kiss is best.
My heart is the stake.
My heart's the stake.
the gamble, or I'm willing to take. Oh, maybe I'll win.
Maybe I'll win.
And maybe I'll lose.
Maybe I'll lose.
But this is the chance. This fool can't refuse. So spin the wheel around and round and round, and let the chips begin to fall. Winner take all. Winner take all.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? All groups, all very well-known groups, too, and they have something in common. Other than the fact that these are songs you probably don't know. But maybe you recognize some voices. We'll see. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? All right, so there's my question. There's my bumper stumpers. And when that doesn't work out, you have your own categories. And sky is the limit on that, don't you know? We're going to do 5x5 with Maddie and with Gary. Kimberly's got a request. Don, of course, wants World War II planes. I'm running out of them. War wasn't that long. All right, and Mike in Elmwood Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Mike? All right, we've lost Mike. All right, sorry about that. And I don't know if he was doing Trulia or not, but he mentioned his wife has vertigo. Man, I went through that. We'll talk about that some night. All right, so let's see. Maddie in Harwood Heights, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hola, mi amigo.
Yeah, see. What's up? We're going to work on...
Nothing, I want to do 5x5.
Okay, we can do that.
And our guest for the 700... thing was bottled water.
Oh, what turned out it was women prisoners.
Yeah, which is a much sadder and terrible answer.
Well, it just happens to be right, though. Okay.
Yeah.
What frozen treat contains less dairy and more fruit than ice cream?
Sherbet.
Absolutely right. Okay. Okay, this band performed in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 10, 14, 16, and 20. What was the band?
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
And as far as I know, 15, yeah, 20. And as far as I know, they didn't have hits. If they did, I don't know about it. It was more of a concept.
16. Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Up with People.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I guess I missed that one.
All right. All righty then. Let's see what else we have. Who painted water lilies at different times of the day?
Hold on. I know this.
Yeah, I know you do.
Is it Monet?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. What Polish food is filled with potatoes, cheese, sauerkraut, or fruit, and is similar to ravioli?
That would simply be pierogi. And since it's May the 4th, I'm going to say my favorite is Obi-Wan pierogi.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. What is the capital of Texas?
Capital of Texas is Austin.
Absolutely right. And let's see... Which 60s band had four members, including Young?
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
And we have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Woo.
All right. Very good. Nicely done. All right. I might be running out of 5x5 here. We thank Laura and Lisa for all the wonderful questions. And... the deal is that Laura was responsible for that wonderful 700% going up in the U.S. In female prisoners. So we thank her dramatically for that. And, of course, I have a question out there. And let me find it again. Yeah, the 1800s thing. Mid-1800s, and this had never been in our diet before. And, yeah, it was added, and there has been no looking back, near as I can tell. All right, so with that in mind, when you don't know my question and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category. And we'll be proving that with World War II planes and more 5x5. And, all right, and I think Mike in Elmwood Park called back. Okay. Well, so Kimberly in Dalton, though, has a request. All right. So, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I forgot it earlier, and it was funny. I wasn't hoping for the same answer that the lady gave you, but it was interesting because out of all the categories, it's the only actual category that had a percentage without having money, like you said. So it was interesting.
Mm.
But I also have a guest for your trivia now. Margarine?
Nope.
Cannabis edible?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right.
But the request is, you had a, Nancy Sinatra did like two songs. She wasn't really called super talent, but there was an interesting song on an old Ed Sullivan show she did with Lee Hazlewood called My Summer Wine. It was
Summer Wine was a hit, sure. Let me add it to the list so I will not forget. Okay, Summer Wine.
My mom was just interested in if you knew a little of the history of Jean's song or John's song, The People of Paris.
Of what?
The People of Paris, Jean's song, John's song, they call it.
Oh, People of Paris, okay, sure. So I'm writing that, write this down so I won't forget. Summer Wine, Kimberly Dalton. Okay, and People of Paris. Yeah, we can talk about that. I will do it.
Okay,
thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so a good deal. And hopefully I will not lose this piece of paper. I'll do my darndest not to. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Mike in Elmwood Park called back. All right, Mike. You there?
Yeah, Raleigh, my wife is going into therapy on vertigo. Have you heard of anybody going, having
it? Well, I had vertigo for years, and I'll tell you, when you first get vertigo, because it's not like being dizzy, but when you first get it, you're convinced you have a brain tumor, and all of us went through the same thing. You know, it's, oh my God, I'm going to die, and of course you're not, and I had it on and off, you know, a month at a time for like four years. But they have a BPV, benign positional vertigo. And what that means is they don't know what the hell it is. So there's a number of different things they've tried. But firstly, have they figured out the cause of your wife's vertigo?
No.
Okay, so then she falls into that BPV, benign positional vertigo.
Right.
Okay, so what therapy are they going to do?
Well, I guess, I don't know. She's going Thursday, and the first time I've heard of this, you know.
Yeah, it's physical therapy. Usually it's Epley. And it's a deal. And so, you know, they try to improve your balance and reduce the dizziness.
Okay.
And, you know, and some people, does she get nauseous as well?
No.
Good.
Good. The only thing is there's sometimes where she'll be standing in the room and spinning, but she's not.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay. Yeah, well, the Epley is probably the most well-known, and it's head movements, and it guides the crystals out of the ear canal because there's a connection there. And then there's other vestibular rehabilitation that has the brain adapt to inner ear signals that are normal rather than, you know, what's causing it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, there's Bran Daroff. That's also exercise.
She goes Thursday. I will give you a call next week.
Okay,
to let you know.
I'm betting it's Epley, but let me know.
Okay. I will do that, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, and for some people it's helpful. For other people, they don't know. That's why it's, you know, benign, positional. They are clueless. And clueless what causes it, clueless how to get rid of it. And, yeah, I didn't have the dizziness either, which is good because otherwise they put you on, like, Anavert or, you know, Dramamine or one of those, which no thank you. But anyway, after about 4 or 5 years, I stopped having the attacks. and haven't had one now in 10 years. So that's good news. All right, so Billy Bob called back with some trivia guesses, and Gary's got his 5x5, and Don's got his World War II. And Andy in Los Angeles, we're going to do more 1960s New York City radio. All right, all coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and who are they? Obviously, it's a remake. You know that it's not the original, it's not the Crows. So who is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Billy Bob has called back with a guess for our trivia question. So what do you think, Billy Bob?
Hey, 94-time caller. I got three guesses.
Okay.
The first one is tomatoes. And
nope.
They used to think them was poison back in the old days.
Yeah, they did. They nightshades, of course. But no, it's not tomatoes. What else?
How about gelatin?
Nope.
For making Jell-O.
Nope.
And my third guess is cartoufles. You ever eat them?
Absolutely never heard of it.
That's the German for potatoes.
Oh.
Is potatoes that the answer?
No, there's no, then another
okay.
Nightshade. Nope, no potatoes. Okay, thanks.
Have a good evening.
All right, so yes, entered our diet, and we've never looked back, sort of. 888-876-5593. All right, Andy in Los Angeles wants his 1960s New York radio. And actually, this is a little predating it, but how you doing, Andy?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
All right. Well, as you know, WINS in 1965 went all news when Westinghouse owned
right.
them. When Powell right. Crosley sold it, and Powell Crosley owned it, by the way, until 1953. He's the guy who also had WLW and a bunch of other things. But the new mm-hmm. owner, a guy from Washington State in Seattle, had it, and he's the one who took it top 40. So actually fall of 1954. And so who owned WINS when they went top 40?
So, the person you're saying it's the company Crosley sold it to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And and I, by the way, you can give me the company name, but I always think of it as a person. By the way, he paid $450,000. Not that it matters, but.
Yeah, well. let me see. Person.
Yeah.
And he owned those other stations as well.
Well, he did. He was a Washington State originally, and he had a number of stations, and in fact, had to sell some stuff when they had to limit them to seven. But he had a TV station in Denver too. And
was this before Westinghouse?
Oh yes, that's what I'm saying.
Just before Westinghouse.
Yes, just right? This is the guy who sold them to Westinghouse. Yes.
Was it Gotham?
Gotham, yes. Who owned Gotham? And I'll give you that for that.
I have no idea who owned Gotham, but I know it was Gotham.
It was. Well, and as I say, the name means nothing, but the thing that, and you got it, so I'm going to give it to you for that, but the winner okay. is Elroy McCaw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have remembered without you telling me, but yeah.
Elroy McCaw, okay. quite colorful, right. And of course, right. He was a pioneer in wireless telephony, no doubt about this. And of course, his general manager at the time, I think when he had it in the 50s, was Jock Fernhead, who was an interesting character also. But Gotham, I'll take it, good enough. But yes, Elroy okay. McCaw. All right, good deal, thanks.
Okay. Very good, thank you.
Okay, good. So yeah, and Elroy sold it to Group W, who of course went ahead and turned it all news. Give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world. Maybe we'll talk about who came up with that some night. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I think I'm trying to figure this out. I don't think I have, well, I guess I got, no, I don't know. I'm lost again. Since I'm lost again, I'm just going to take another break and we'll figure it out on WGN Radio.
This beautiful night, I never thought I'd see. But here you are in my arms, kissing me tenderly. Now my heart is happy. I thank the one above because you're mine, and it's me you're thinking of. Of love has made everything go right. The moon is shining so bright.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right, and what's the theme? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Oh, good. Eric in Minneapolis has called back. And Eric, I tried to find your request and your Phoebe Snow and Robert Lamb duo and cannot find that title anywhere.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that because I hadn't heard it, and I was just like...
Cannot find it. And I don't even see evidence that it was done.
Yeah, it's for sure exists, but maybe I have the wrong title.
Yeah.
And I'll have to check on that next time. But in replace of that, I have one. Hopefully, maybe you could even hear it tonight if you could get
it. Can't do that on trivia night. You know that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Trivia, okay. Well, tomorrow maybe, hopefully, will be good. So, anyways, it's Robert Lamb, and it's from a 2004 solo album. It's called Will People Ever Change?
Okay. It's that I can do for you. Yep.
Yeah,
that exists. Yeah, let me know what you find out on that other one. Get me a right title and we can do it, because I did find a couple with Phoebe Snow, but nothing with that kind of a title. So let me know and I'll get you Robert Lamb, and you've ended the hour.
Can I hold over?
Sure, hang on. All right, and so we'll figure out. We've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia. Again, our question, be thinking about this. It will become a straggler otherwise, and for next week, and that is, yes, the good old mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What is it? Tell me on WGN Radio.
Don't be a fool and let your loved one go. Don't be a fool, you know you love her so. Take my advice, brother, don't be a fool. Make no mistakes and lose the one you love. She might be just a gift from up above. Hear what I tell you, don't be a fool.
If she tells you that she missed you, hope no other lips have kissed you.
Don't say goodbye. Do-do-do-do-do. Don't
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Fine record. Who are they? 888-876-5593. All right. So Eric in Minneapolis said he wanted to hang on till after the news, and you have.
Yeah, I'm here for sure. I would never leave you, Raleigh. So that's a promise. Hey, listen, a couple big things on the Brady Bunch front. I don't know if you caught these little blurbs, but Eve Plum, who played Jan,
yes,
she just cranked out a book here.
Yes, I actually saw a review for that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Was it good, bad, and different?
Well, you know, it's mixed. I mean, if you're a Brady Bunch fan, I assume it's something you'll want to read.
Yeah, I mean, I know quite a bit about them. Just, I mean, she's been the one, though, that's kind of like, I never thought would write one, because she was kind of like down and negative about the show, like when she first got out and years later. But it seems like she's had a change of heart, so to speak. And even though she kind of denies it, people have asked her about that, but because she didn't show up in one of the series that they had after the original. But anyway, she says that she's okay with it and with the other crew members and cast members and stuff. So anyways, but I tell you what, she was interviewed on GN, I think on Friday, around 7:30 or so. But anyways, I've heard her several times, including that. And I tell you what, for somebody that's an actress and is like in front of the public and stuff, as an interviewer, like, I don't know, like, she doesn't really, she gives you just kind of like what I would call the minimum.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, she'll answer a question, but she doesn't, like, she has much give and take with whoever's interviewing her. Like, there's not much laughter or joy, which is ironic, because I think that's kind of like part of the title of her book.
Yeah, happiness included. Yeah, and like most of the people who are well known who've written books, she didn't write it. She had ghostwriters. So as far as that goes, and obviously it's her thoughts, but it's not her words.
Yeah. So now, do they generally just get like anecdotal stories from them and kind of try to weave the yarn?
It's like anything else. The relationship can be whatever the two individuals want it to be. But generally, the subject of the book, like in this case, Eve Plum, it would be her story to tell. It's just she apparently is not capable of conjugating a verb, or she would have written it herself. And, but that's most of them. They all use ghost writers as far as that goes, and I think hers was Marsha Wilkie. I'm not sure, but and that's fine. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, in your like iconic career, did you ever have an interview with someone that was like that? Where, in other words, they're answering your questions, but you can't extract.
Right.
Any more than that out of them, you know?
Right. The lights are on, but nobody's home. You know, I tended not to like to do people who were on book tours, because invariably they were doing hundreds and hundreds of these interviews. And I'm sure after the first few days or whatever, it just becomes rote. And so, occasionally you'll get somebody who's just terrific. But for the most part, they're just, the publicist, the publisher has said you're going to do interviews, and so they do them.
Yeah, they're on a schedule and what. And I noticed, that's exactly right, because I noticed the questions between some of the TV shows that she was being interviewed and then also radio, they're almost identical questions.
Right.
I mean, nobody's really coming out with anything like flashing and, exotic or anything. It's kind of like it's almost like it's scripted, and probably is.
Well, usually the publicist will give you a list of suggested questions. You know, I'm not a fan of publicists as far as that goes, and anybody who's ever sent me suggested questions, I just throw it out before I even realize what it is, for the most part. But it's fairly common. So this is a memoir of obviously her most famous role, which she took when she was 10 years old originally. Or younger. So that's the deal. It is what it is. And I, as I said at the outset, I assume that fans of the Brady Bunch will want to read it. I assume that everybody else will not.
Yeah, and she's in one of the book tour stops is in Chicago. I guess,
I'm sure.
Barbara Bookstore, but
yeah.
But anyways, so I might
I was debating whether I wanted to like drop in and maybe do, you know, just meet her. I've only met Barry Williams, which is the Greg, the oldest son, but I haven't had a chance to meet the others. But anyways, I may or may not. I mean, she just doesn't, I don't know how dynamic and how quick it might be, really quick thing, you know. You might not have much time to even talk to her.
Oh, you wouldn't have much time. You know, those roles, she sits there and signs a zillion books hoping that they're all sold, you know, that kind of thing. So you go up there and you get your 5 seconds of whatever, and she signs the book and maybe shakes your hand and you're done.
Yeah. They even had a note on there that on their website that said no memorabilia being signed.
Right. No, you got to buy the book there. That's because they're selling books.
Yeah. Kind of a hit and run kind of a deal there, it sounds like. But anyways, the other item was the house, their iconic house there in the valley.
Yeah.
It's open for tours now. I don't know if you noticed or saw anything about that.
Yeah, and that's sold a couple times and for really big money. And, of course, it's not the set. It's the outside of the house. And I understand that they've redone the inside to somewhat resemble it, but it doesn't. You know, the steps go nowhere, I don't think. But anyway, it was a basic valley house that's worth a fortune now because the outside of it was on a TV show.
Yeah, they used it as the foundation shot. Like when the episode would first come on, they would show set the whole scene up and everything.
Yeah. And it was convenient. But, it's right there in Studio City. It's on Dilling Street. And you know, it was a mid-century ranch. It was like 1959 house. And I think at some point they made it a cultural landmark or something, which I thought was crazy. And so, it was that Scripps Network, HGTV, that bought it. And they renovated the interior to match the sets, except they couldn't. Like I say, the steps go nowhere.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, Dilling Street there in Studio City. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yep.
I don't know what they're charging. I'd be curious to know. I don't know if you saw anywhere, but I didn't see anywhere how much the tour is charged. They say you get about like a 90-minute tour.
You know, I hear things like this. I always thought they should do a tour of the Honey House, see the tree, how big it's grown, you know, the Bobby Goldsboro record. But, what's it cost? Well, I'm going to find out who's going to do it, too, because that's the interesting thing. Who's making the money? I'd be curious about that.
Well, there's a lady, I can't remember her name, but she's married to
What? Oh, you don't understand why I'm saying what? What? Okay, so here's the deal. From May 11th to July 17th of this year, you can go on the tour for $289.75 per person.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm saying what?
You could
fly to L.A. and back for that amount of money. It's the person who bought it, I guess, must have bought it from HGTV. I didn't know there was another sale. But Tina Trahand, apparently it's a one-hour self-guided Brady experience. Proceeds benefiting the Wags and Walks Dog Rescue. And, so Tina bought this house in 2023, all right? So it's HGTV that tried to turn it into the Brady House, like I say, with the steps that go nowhere. And
she got it for less than the asking price, quite a bit, too. I think they were asking $5,300, and she got it for like $3,500 or $3,600.
Well, yeah, and I would argue she's still overpaid, but oh well.
Yeah.
So that's the deal there. Yeah, a very Brady renovation. No, I prefer in my houses that the steps actually go somewhere.
$300 almost, basically.
Yeah, right, exactly. To see a house in Studio City, kind of
right,
a split level deal, actually.
You got to go to the Valley.
Well, Studio City, I mean, yeah, obviously, right off Ventura. Yep, that's the deal.
Oh, my gosh, unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, I'd rather see her house that she bought in Malibu and recently sold.
I'll tell you what, you need to call me when it isn't Monday night, because on Monday night trivia, I got a lot of people who are saying, damn it, I want to answer these questions. So call me any Tuesday through Thursday, and let me know about that Robert Lamb song. Okay, thank.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Can you ask me a trivia?
What category do you want?
Partridge Family. I'm going to mix it up.
Oh, God, really? Okay. Let's see what we can come up with the Partridge Family as far as that goes. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I was, like, cocking away and everything. I forgot about the trivia thing and everything. Monday night, you got to keep it moving along. But I'm sorry to all the folks out there, but you just get me engaged, and I can't stop talking sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's all fine. And here is an interesting question for the Partridge Family. Richard Pryor and Lou Gossett Jr. guest starred as brothers who were having a benefit performance to save their firehouse. A group was scheduled to play, but because of a scheduling mix-up, the Partridge Family was sent instead. Who was the group?
Oh, I love that episode. It was the Temptations.
Absolutely right. Yep, yeah. It was the Temptations, and instead it turns out to be the Partridge Family. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, hang on. You're a winner. We'll add to your stash. The prizes are worthless. Don't go away. And it takes forever to get them. But you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun. So there you go. That's the deal. Now, what were we doing here? I do believe that Gary is in Austin. All right, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, he really, I'd much rather see the Temptations in the park. Sure.
I think that was the whole deal. I would hope so anyway. It sounds like a great tongue-in-cheek bit. You know, you're going to get the Temptations. No, you've got the Partridge Family. Yeah, that is somewhat of a nightmare, to say the least. All right. You want 5x5, do you?
Sure.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Mississippi.
Nope, it's not. It's the Missouri. The Mississippi is 2,320 miles, and the Missouri is 2,431 miles. All right.
Okay.
We were talking about frozen treats. We mentioned that sherbet has less dairy than ice cream, but there's one that has no dairy at all in the ice cream, sherbet, and family. So what is it?
I would think popsicles.
Oh, no. No, think of things that come in, you know, in a container, like a pint or whatever, just like ice cream or like sherbet.
Yogurt.
No, sorbet.
Oh, I thought sorbet and sherbet were the same thing, just pronounced differently.
Oh, no, they're not.
I don't know.
Sorbet is so much better, and it doesn't have any dairy.
Oh.
Okay, so we all know that Berry Gordy was the founder of Motown Records, clearly. Who founded Golden World?
Ooh.
And, of course, Berry Gordy ultimately bought him because he couldn't stand it.
Bobby Sherman.
No, well, his wife was Joanne Bratton, and so she was kind of a co-owner. In fact, it was Joanne's son who had died. That's why they named the subsidiary Rictic, but after the kid. But, okay, Ed Wingate.
Isn't familiar.
So. Well, I'll give you a couple more music questions that will be familiar. The British duo Chad and...
Jeremy.
The British duo Peter and...
Gordon.
Okay, good enough. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay.
So it's that simple, yeah. All right, so, I don't know. He got two wrong, so I don't know. Well, we'll just add to a stash anyway just because, so we're going to have to hire a moving truck for him. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to World War II planes coming up. And Don also has a trivia guess. We'll be having MASH multiple choice. Shane is driving, taking me somewhere for a ride. I love to ride. Dave on the north side wants 1978 lyrics. Stan in Dearborn knows all the bumpers. I'm convinced. And Shane, we mentioned MASH multiple choice, but it's Jeff in Homewood wants his Seinfeld trivia. So attendance is taken on WGN Radio.
Tell me that we're gonna be through, but still I ain't gonna dance. 'Cause baby, I'm just getting even with you, and so I ain't gonna dance. Are you toss my heart around? You thought I'd be your clown? No, 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 I ain't gonna dance. I said I ain't gonna dance.
everybody's going home but me, because I gotta pay the bill. So
no more pain.
Bye. Let me tell you, no, 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 I ain't gonna dance. I said I ain't gonna dance. Oh, oh, baby, nah, I ain't gonna dance.
Well, that's a gift. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. After the news, we'll be talking to Stan and Dearborn, who will get all of these bumpers. I just know it. But maybe there's some left for you, too. We'll see. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? Yeah, you've eaten it. All right, so what would that be? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and we'll have more bumper stumpers after the news, and we'll do MASH multiple choice with Shane, and I've already got Donna Beloit's World War II question. Dave on the North Side wants lyrics from 1978, and I picked one of those out, too. We'll see. And Seinfeld trivia with Jeff. There is one line, and only one, available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's so nice. And yeah, pretty obvious as far as that goes. 1970 on Cadet, that gives it away. All right, so we'll get them all in moments here with Stan, I am sure. However, hanging in there, I believe, is Don and Beloit. So Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey there, Raleigh James.
What's up?
Your trivia question, it makes me laugh because it reminds me of Monty Python episode where you're defending yourself against attackers armed with fresh fruit.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no fresh fruit involved, so that's good news.
Really? Okay.
Not in my answer, anyway.
What about macaroni?
Nope. I think that predates the mid-1800s significantly.
It predates, but not by average consumers, maybe.
Really?
So it's not a fruit. I thought this was something that's introduced as a food, though, right?
A food, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a food. Okay. It's edible, an edible.
How about vanilla?
Nope.
It's not pineapple or bananas.
Nope. I just looked up macaroni while we're speaking, and it goes back at least to the early 14th century for the common person.
But anyway, I didn't call you last week because I was in Tampa, Lakeland, Florida.
Someone working, had to be. What were you doing?
Working on an icky boiler.
Oh.
I stayed at this really cool place in Lakeland by the little tiny Lakeland Airport. It was really nice. A little airport. It's cool. You often play my songs without acknowledging or remembering who requested.
Well, I very often will wind up doing that. Okay. So you know, I know the Lakeland Airport, but I always think of just the chains, the Spring Hill Suites or the Quality Inn or all those kind of things. So right. Where'd you stay?
Well, there's a Garden Inn right there. That's really nice.
There's a Hilton Garden Inn. Right, yes, right next to the airport. Yeah. There's also a Hampton Inn and Suites. And Holiday Inn Express and Suites. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a La Quinta, but I thought we were talking about something totally local. Okay, so the Hilton Garden Inn. Yes, no.
That airport. It does this amazing week long air festival with everything, balloons, parachutes, World War II vintage stuff.
Yeah. It's the Sun. By the way, it's got a name. It's the Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo.
Very good.
And it was last month. Well, I lived in Florida too many years.
It was last week.
I was going to say a few weeks ago, right? Aviation season opener. Over 500 exhibitors in one place. Yeah, the Linder International Airport. Right.
Linder Lakeland, maybe?
It's Lakeland Linder. Lakeland Linder. On James C. Ray Drive. Yeah.
It's got an interesting local hub for a little airline that I was told to check out. It's pretty good to go to Puerto Rico and Memphis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You played those three versions of Corcovado, Quiet Nights, Quiet Stars.
Yes,
that was so good. I really appreciate you doing that because I asked you to play that one with Astrid and Stan Getz.
Yeah, the Charlie Bird was nice guitar work. And, of course, Jobim on piano.
Oh,
it doesn't get better.
So, anyway, got a World War II question?
Yes, I do. As you know, the P-51 Mustang was the most produced of 15,000. But what I want to know, how many days did it take to design the P-51 Mustang?
Ooh, there's been a lot. How long did it take to design it? Or do you mean retrofit it with?
No, how many? When they were coming out with, we had all sorts of things that were developed. The first operational fighter jet, the Messerschmitt and all that, the fastest combat, the ME-163. So, of course, then you get to the P-51, which most produced with over 15,000. But so here we are. They're coming up with a plane. They're coming up with a P-51 Mustang. They got to design it. How many days did it take?
It was really fast. There's been a lot written about this. It's around 47, so I don't know. I'm going to say.
Now we're talking about. By the way, it would be the prototype was built. Because it had to be rapid. So from start to finish to build the prototype, how many days did it take to design this?
My mind is confused because I'm thinking of the other time when the British got involved and said you should put this engine in it or something. Somebody did. Oh, I don't know. you always stump me with the goofball questions. That's a good one. I'll just say 92.
149.
That's good. Well, that's great. It's good stuff.
And that question comes from the Hartzell Propeller site.
Oh, okay.
See, I have to look for these damn things.
Well, it's great talking to you.
All right,
Molly.
Good deal.
You have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
All right.
So there you go. Yeah, I mean, I dig deep on Don's question because we ran out of the standard stuff a long time ago. 888-876-5593. So Stan and Dearborn, who knows all, tell all. How you doing, Stan?
I'm doing pretty good, Riley. How are you?
I can't complain. So you know them all, I'm sure.
Well, there's a couple I didn't get, but you didn't have any answers, did you?
No, nobody, yeah. Nobody's guessed any of them. So feel free to guess all of them.
All right, I'll go back to the second one. Was Hypnotized by the Drifters.
Yes.
Johnny Moore on lead.
Yes.
After that, we had the Imperials doing Faithfully Yours.
Yes.
And that was on Carlton, I believe. That was on a different label.
It was on Carlton. And you might remember that Anthony Gordine stepped away. He decided to do a solo career from 61 to 63, so he was not on lead.
Yeah, that was the period between their end and their DCP time cost of production
right.
hits. You know those hits. So
yeah,
and
the Teddy Van Dazzle
had,
stuff.
Teddy Van Dazzle. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Don Costa Productions DCP label.
Right. Do you know who did lead on Faithfully Yours?
No, I don't.
George Kerr. Who later?
George Kerr.
Yeah. Who later went into producing things? Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had the original Cadillacs doing I'll Never Let You Go.
Yes.
That was, I think, the last one that they had on Josie. I've been looking for that one for a long time.
Right, 63 on Josie. Yes.
Yeah. And Winner Take All, the Platters.
Yes. 56.
Tony Williams.
Yes.
G by the Hollywood Flames.
Right.
Bob Ford and the Hollywood Flames. That was on the Chess label.
Yeah, now who do you think did lead on that?
Not Bob Ford.
No. No, Bobby Day, no Earl Nelson, no Gaynell Hodge.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an odd one.
It was Donald Haidt.
Really?
Yep.
Donald Haidt did a promo for us.
Really?
For a show one time, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, a friend of ours met him in California, and he did a promo for us.
Nice.
He was kind of a supporter for our show. And the one that messed me up was Goddess of Love by the Marvelettes.
Yes.
The flip side of He's a Good Guy, Yes He Is.
Right, and who did...
Because up to then, I thought I knew what was the theme, but that one kind of flipped me out on it.
And who did lead on that?
I'm thinking it was Gladys Horton.
It was Wanda Young.
Wanda Young, okay.
Okay, keep going.
Don't Be a Fool by the Del Vikings.
Yes, and who did lead on that?
Well, I'd have to say Cripps Johnson.
Absolutely,
Was they had two different groups at that time,
Well,
too.
Yeah, of course they did.
David Lurchy's group and...
Clarence Quick and Norman White, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Clarence Quick, he's from Pontiac, I think. He was from Michigan, the Detroit area. And the last one sounded like Marvin Jr. and Adele's.
It was. You missed one in the middle between the Del Vikings and the Dells.
Yeah, that one I couldn't get in the first one.
Oh, man, you will kick yourself for not getting that one. The first one I can see, I'll tell you in a minute. But the one you didn't get was the Five Satins.
Oh.
And Ain't Gonna Dance. What's interesting about that record is actually recorded in 1957, on the George Goldner specials or whatever, and then Moish Levy got a hold of it and released it in 64.
Well, yeah, it sounded like something I knew, but I mean, it sounded familiar, but I couldn't make a call
on
it.
Well, right, and Fred Parris did lead on it. It didn't really sound like himself to me, and, of course, Bill Baker had done some leads, like To the Isle, but it was Fred Parris on that.
Yeah.
And then, the Dells with Marvin Jr. The first one that you didn't know was the Originals, Don't Stop Now.
Okay.
Yeah, 1970
on Soul. Originals?
Yes, 1970 on Soul. C.P. Spencer
on Soul,
lead,
yeah. Who was on lead? Freddie Gorman?
C.P. Spencer. No. Yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Voice Masters, I believe.
Right.
Voice Masters and the Five Stars.
That's him. Also for the Originals, you're right with Freddie Gorman, but it also could have been Walter Gaines or Hank Dixon, because all of them did lead.
Walter Gaines, another one, yeah.
Yeah, right, but no, CP. So, as far as I'm concerned, you got them all. The last one I'm going to play is a Bobby Lester lead, and you'll know what it is right away.
Yeah, the Moon Glows.
Yeah. And
or Moonlighters.
No, you were right the first time. Yeah, so as usual, you aced it, and you're the only one. You know, at least when you call, I know that there's someone in the world who recognizes what I'm playing. you know.
Well, this was a great, yeah, he had a great, and if the theme art,
theme is all of these groups had multiple lead singers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like the Drifters, you know, that was Johnny Moore, like you say, but it could have been Clive McFadden or Benny King or so many more. And, you know, we had George Kerr instead of Anthony Gordine. And with the Cadillacs, yes, it was Earl Carroll, but it could have been Bobby Spencer or J.R. Bailey. The Platters, of course, yes, that was the Tony Williams period. But if it was in the 60s, it would have been Sonny Turner. Hollywood Flames, we mentioned Donald Haight, but it could have been Bobby Day or Earl Nelson or Gaynell Hodge. You know, Marvelettes, yeah, it's always Wanda or Gladys. Dell Vikings, you're right, it was Cripp, but it could have been C.E. Quick or Norman White. Or others, Five Stantons, we mentioned, the Dells, yes, Marvin Jr., but Johnny Funches and Johnny Carter also sang lead on some of their stuff and others, and the Moonglows that I'll play, and nobody's going to get it, Bobby Lester, and usually that's Harvey Fuqua. So that's what it was. Well, and all of them were big names, because occasionally I'll get an email saying, you're playing things by people no one have ever heard of, and I'm like, well, here you go. People have heard of every one of those groups.
Oh, yeah, these are giant groups.
Exactly. So nobody can accuse me of total obscurities.
Well, you had a great theme, great bumper thumper.
Yeah. I'll tell you, about 40 minutes before the show, I had no idea what the theme was. I had no idea what the songs were. I've had 2 hours of sleep a night for the last three nights, and I walked in here and I thought, now what? And then it just came to me. Thank God.
Wow. Well, that's just really, really good. A lot of different ones in between, too.
Yeah, I tried. So
that's great.
I figured, you know, that's the Lord saving me. It must have been divine intervention.
Yeah. You know, gee, by the Hollywood Flames.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows the Crows.
Yes, right, exactly. And, of course, you know, the Hollywood Flames was not only was it a different group, but it was like 8 years, 9 years later.
Yeah. You know, I did a profile on the Hollywood Flames one time, and I think they went by seven different names.
Well, I'm like not surprised.
The Hollywood Four Flames, the Jets, the Flames, Patty Ann and the Flames. They had like seven different names.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you, by the Crows. There was a song out by the Meadowlarks, and I believe it's the Don Julian group before.
Yes.
In 1954, they had a song out called Love Only You.
Uh-huh.
And it's exactly like G by the Crows with different words. The same melody, the same, I mean, if you...
And they were both,
get a chance
they were both
that,
in 54?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who was first.
I do, too. And I think it was on a Marble label, if you ever heard of that.
I'm going to look for that, yeah, because I know most of the Don Julian stuff pretty good.
There might be a different group, though. I'm not sure.
Well, he was certainly the Meadowlarks. But, yeah, the Hollywood Flames were also the Turks and the Satellites and the Pelicans. Yeah.
Yeah,
and oh my God,
the Pelicans, yeah.
You know, and they were on, you know, the Aladdins and Specialties of the world, you know, of course.
Yeah, they really jumped around.
Yeah, exactly. And there were, you know, like 10 people in that group at any given time. But you had mentioned David Ford, who, yeah, Curly Dinkins and Willis Ray Rockwell.
David Ford,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, right. And Gaynell, of course, was the standout as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, Hodges Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So indeed. All right. Well, as always, it's a pleasure. Hang on. We'll confirm your address, and eventually you'll get a package. Boy, will you.
Yeah, you can send me all those 45s that you packed up.
Oh, no, you don't want these 45. No.
That blows up.
No, remember, one of the stations I own is a country station.
Oh, that's right. I wouldn't.
And of course, you know, back in the days when they'd mail you records no matter what, I still have them all. So,
oh.
Yeah, you don't want these. Trust me.
Okay.
but you may get some anyway. The Jets or somebody. I don't know. They're nothing anybody wants. But the other stuff, I'll look for something that'll be fun. But hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Have a great show.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it's target practice. I'm telling you, you kind of, you know, well, you can visualize it yourself. I don't need to help you with this. All right, let's do this and get back to it, because I want to get to Shane and Jeff and Dave and Jim before the night is over, and that's going to be quick on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the Moonglows doing Penny Arcade because I want to try to get to everybody, and we're going to start with Shane, who's driving, taking me along for the ride. Where are we going, Shane?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
All right. How's the weather?
So far, so good. I'm just driving through the city right now on 94.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, it looked pretty good. I was looking at aviation weather earlier because John was flying, and the whole nation looked pretty good. There were a couple areas, but most of it looked clearer than usual. Okay.
Yeah, it's nice and dry.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. In season three, what city does Hawkeye order ribs from? Was that Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, or San Francisco?
That was Chicago.
Yes, yes. And do you remember the particulars of that?
Oh, it was Adam's Ribs.
Yes, absolutely. I've eaten a river of liver, an ocean of fish. I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions. So I'm going to order from Adam's Ribs. All right, absolutely.
And you forgot the coleslaw.
Yeah, right. All right, you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, so, and I love to ride. Thanks for taking me along for the ride. Now, let's see what we can do here. All right, Dave is on the north side, and he wants lyrics for a change. All right, 1978 lyrics, huh?
Yeah, I thought I'd try something new.
Well, that's good. And how familiar are you with 1978?
Familiar with rock and roll. Okay. That's what I got stuck with me, too.
All right, all right. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Oh, God, I know this song.
Oh, you do. Rest here in my arms.
Eric Clapton?
Yes, absolutely. And what's the song?
Can you repeat it?
Let's see. It's three words. Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Then we get the three words again. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Sun ain't nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. You can do this.
I need a multiple choice.
No, I don't know how to do that. No.
Yeah, I know the Eric Clapton, but I can't think of the name of the song.
Oh, you're going to hate yourself for this. J.J. Cale wrote it, I think. Actually, that's not true. Eric Clapton wrote it, but he wrote it in J.J. Cale's style. And so, oh, man. All right, I don't know what to do other than tell you. It was Lay Down Sally.
Yeah, you're right. I'd kick myself.
Yeah, I knew you would.
It's been a while since I heard it, so I thought I'd give it a try. I enjoyed your playing my songs and...
more to come.
The lesson for
the Hucklebuck. The Hucklebuck.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, right. And people thought Madison Time was original. I'm like, get out of town. It's the Hucklebuck. All right, so good deal.
I thought you were cute. It's like, Dave, you didn't know what you're getting yourself into when you requested this. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Can I hear Frank Sinatra with Artie Shaw, I Know Why, and So Do You?
Oh, wow. Okay, let me write this down or I will lose it.
Yeah, I heard that Saturday. It was cute. And then can I hear, Duke Ellington, Summertime?
Yeah, I can do that. But I already forgot the Artie Shaw title. I'm sorry.
I Know Why, and So Do You.
Oh, So Do You. All right. Okay. All right, and let me write your name down, Dave, from the north side. All right, I'll add them to your stash, and we'll get some more on this week.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, I hate to do this, but we have Jeff in Homewood and Jim in Richmond, and we have absolutely no more time. So that's why we do trivia once a week, and hopefully we'll get to you earlier, and then if you want to talk about something else, call me during the week, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, full shows every night. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. You're what makes the show a pleasure to do. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.